Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeart Radio.
Okay, welcome back to the open line portion of the program. George Norrie with you, and let's go back to Scotty in Clinch, Tennessee. And just to do a little review, after having some massive health problems, he also went in for an MRI, and while he was in that tube, he started burning up. Something was affecting him, and they x-rayed him and found some kind of apparatus in there, a clip or something like that. That he wasn't able to find the doctor who did it during a previous operation who left it in him, but one of the doctors committed suicide jumping off a building. Scott, have I reviewed that pretty quickly, and let's get back into it.
Yeah. Further studies into the clip that they found in me, George, it was... It looks like a clip that they use when they operate on animals, but it's not metal. And the way the doctors explained it to me is all of the clips that they use on animals when they operate on them are metal.
Jeez.
Because animals don't have to go through metal detectors and stuff of that nature. And after this happened, after I went through the MRI, and the burning sensation came upon me. When I started going to sleep, I would get up and go to my table and sit down and start writing. And I didn't know I was doing it. I didn't have a clue on the face of this earth that I was getting up and going and writing.
You were like sleepwalking, but you were writing. Okay.
Yeah. And my wife, I came home from work one day, and she was sitting in her chair, and she was crying. And I asked her what was wrong, and she said that her cousin had got killed in a car wreck.
Oh, geez.
And I said, well, I'm sorry, you know, because they all live in Mexico. Like I said, my wife's from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was born on a it's like a little farmer's market that's on a curve on the side of the road in Mexico. You know, they set places like that up.
Yep.
And she handed me a piece of paper. And when I read that piece of paper, I had wrote down that he was going to die on his 21st birthday.
Oh, my God.
At the exact same spot he was born.
Oh, and this was way before it really happened.
And this was 2 years before it happened.
My gosh.
And sure enough, on his 21st birthday, him and a few of his friends got out drinking, and they had a wreck at that very spot.
Oh.
And he died.
And you don't remember writing that?
I don't remember none of it, no.
Are you still doing this?
I'm starting pharmacy school in the fall. They went back and looked at my transcripts when I got out of high school, and my IQ was in the mid-90s. And they tested my IQ last year, and it was 132.
What a huge jump.
Yeah. I can remember anything about medicine. So I'm going to become a pharmacist.
Well, good for you. Now, is this clip that's still in you, is it still there?
Yeah.
How come you don't have it taken out surgically? You just can't get to it?
It's 3 millimeters from my heart.
Oh, God. Now, it won't travel, will it?
Well, I've actually had heart issues. Last January, I was at work, and my heart went up to 383 beats a minute. And I had an ambulance come get me. And when they hooked me up to the monitors, it went down to 360-something beats a minute. And I died for 17 seconds.
Jesus.
I flatlined for 17 seconds before they shocked me and brought me back.
So the big question, Scotty, is how in the heck do you think it got in there?
I have no idea, George. The operation that I have that is in that area is the doctor that committed suicide. And I honestly have no idea what it is. The surgeries that I had done, the other doctors that went back and looked at them and reviewed them and all that good stuff said that there was no need whatsoever to put anything there, that all that surgery would have required was stitches.
Now, have you gone back and looked at some of these other writings that you've done, and is there anything there that we should know about?
Yeah, I actually, in 2008, I wrote down my brother's suicide. I don't like to talk about that much, but...
And he committed suicide?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wrote it down. My birthday is June the 1st. His is June the 2nd.
Mine's June the 4th.
We were 4 years apart. And like I said, I had no idea that I had wrote any of this stuff down. And then after it happened, my wife gave me the papers and showed them to me.
Now, how many things have you written here that we might want to take a look at?
As of right now, I have 16 papers.
Is there anything about the future or anything we should know about?
She's only showed me 3 of them.
Oh, she's got them all, and she doesn't show them to you right away.
She will not show them to me. No, I have 2 sons. I have an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old. My 8-year-old is autistic. He has an IQ of 134. He is absolutely genius when it comes to numbers.
Scotty, you've got to ask her if there's anything that we should know about on this radio program,
George,
if she could read it for us.
Honest to God, I have begged her.
She won't do it.
Please show me these other papers.
Does she seem concerned? Does she seem scared or concerned?
If I push her, she'll break down and cry.
Based on the writings?
Based on what I've wrote down.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Christian, George. I believe in Jesus Christ. I was raised in church. I don't particularly believe in aliens and all that. I do believe in spirits and demons and stuff of that nature. But I don't think I'm psychic. I consider myself to be an average, ordinary guy. You know,
I want you to give us your word, Scotty, that you'll keep in touch with us. And also, if you ever get any information from one of these other letters you've written, that you call us and tell us what they are, okay?
I will. If I can ever get her to give them to me, I would gladly call you and read them on air.
All righty. You got a deal there, because that's truly remarkable indeed.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.